One of the biggest bestsellers on Amazon Prime Day earlier this month was The Ring. That's a doorbell camera where you can see video of who is at your front door via your phone. Now, new reports have come out to show how local police departments are collaborating with Ring and Ring users, which has privacy advocates worried. Alfred Ng is a staff reporter for CNET News who's been covering Ring.
Ring was bought by Amazon last year in 2018 for a reported $1 billion. They expected to sell about 3 million video doorbells in general, so not just Amazon's Ring, because Google has their own version with Nest in 2018. They got really popular over the last 2-3 years or so because people wanted security. They wanted to be able to see their doorsteps from a doorbell, and on their phone app, they wouldn't have to go out and see who's there. And in case somebody stole their packages, they would have video evidence right there.
Who's the typical Ring customer?
So the typical Ring customer is somebody who has a doorstep in a suburban area that is worried about package thieves or, you know, anybody coming to their doorsteps, concerns about that, and wants to be able to record it at all times. Basically, if you have a doorstep, chances are you're in the market for Ring.
How does Ring work for those of us who don't? I don't have one, but how does it work exactly? What does it do?
Yeah, think of Ring as a doorbell that's connected to the internet and also has a camera on it. So you plug it in, and they sometimes come with battery packs, or if you have an extension cord long enough, you can drill a hole and plug it into a power source in your house. And it records all the time, but it doesn't save that footage. It only really saves footage if it sees motion. And if you have a $3 subscription fee, you can save that footage and, you know, upload it or send it to your friends and things like that. And it's sensitive enough that police departments said that they've been able to pick up license plate numbers on cars that have just driven by.
So let's take a step back, because at first I'm thinking this is just something I'm using in my home, but we keep talking about police departments using it. How are police departments using Ring? Like, isn't this something the average consumer can buy for themselves for their own personal safety and package safety? Like, why is there a police relationship here?
Yeah, so more than 50 police departments have partnered with Ring over the last year or so. Amazon's Ring often shows up to police conferences to show off their products. They have booths there. And they'll do deals with them, too, where if they get 25 people to sign up for the Neighbors app, which Ring owns, they'll give them a free camera, and they'll give them 20 free cameras to start with to raffle off and things like that. When they're partnered on this Neighbors app, what they can basically do is geofence a certain area and request residents in that area saying, hey, we're trying to solve a crime, or we're looking for footage that happened between this time and this time in this area. If anybody has footage of somebody, can you please send it our way?
Do consumers know that the police are working with Amazon in general when they're using Ring?
Most of the times, no. In general, they don't really know if their police department's working with them or not. If you're not a part of the Neighbors app, you're really out of the loop here on these kinds of things, but police still know if you're a Ring owner or anything like that. So they can post on the Neighbors app itself. They can say, hey, we're this police department. We're going to be posting alerts here from time to time. We're also going to be requesting for footage in the same way that, you know, your police department might have a Facebook page or a Twitter account.
Does Ring use facial recognition? Because Amazon is toying with this technology right now. And so I'm imagining there might be, and police departments are deciding whether or not they want to use facial recognition. So are we there yet?
So Ring itself does not use facial recognition, though it did land itself in some hot water last year when they applied for a patent to use facial recognition with Ring. That being said, the footage captured from it can still be meshed with facial recognition. Police department in Indiana talked about how they used footage from Ring in the past to match with license plate readers to be able to potentially track cars all around the city if they catch it on footage with a Ring doorbell. That being said, the idea is if they take that footage, they can use any software that has facial recognition capabilities and do that.
Alfred, I guess, you know, when we talk about technology and police using technology, often we talk about the positives of it, but also the concerns around it. And that usually references privacy. Are there any major privacy concerns here that have come up so far in your reporting?
Yeah, the biggest privacy concern with Ring is that it's essentially helped police build a surveillance network in areas that they never really had access to before. You know, they have surveillance cameras around cities, but most of the partnerships that I found with Ring are in small towns, areas that have less than 30,000 people. And they don't have the money to have surveillance cameras in residential neighborhoods. Most residential neighborhoods to begin with don't really have surveillance cameras everywhere. And now with Ring, one, police departments don't have to buy it. And two, they can ask people to buy it and, you know, just ask for the footage free of charge.
Do police departments generally have access to the footage, whether it's given to them by consumers or not?
They can't just grab the footage itself. They can't just go in and take it unless it's part of the agreement. So police departments do giveaways a lot on these Ring cameras. Most of the times, there are no strings attached, but I found a few. There was one in Houston and there was one in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where they had to agree to provide the footage if they got a free camera from the city itself. So Amazon has said that they don't allow that and they've been trying to clamp down on that. But over the last 2 years, we found these two cases where even without a warrant, even without a subpoena, people were required to hand over that footage.
Is this ultimately making people paranoid? Is this setting up some sort of surveillance community, which is unwarranted at this point? Because you've got average citizens who are saying, hey, that person looks suspicious, or that car looks suspicious. And again, there's this need for safety, but are we taking it too far with this Ring technology?
Yeah, it's definitely created a social network of fear where if you look on the Neighbors app itself, and there's been a lot of reporting on this from Motherboard, where they just look at the app in like certain neighborhoods where people will post people of color and say, hey, this person looks suspicious, even though they're just walking through the neighborhood. And yeah, it creates this level of paranoia, and it comes to people at a tap on their phone now. They get notifications for this app the same way you would get notification on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. But now it's just people inciting fear without any evidence.
Is there any sense that there might be some sort of regulatory body looking into this at some point, looking into the privacy implications? I don't know if the Federal Trade Commission might be looking into this. Is there any sense that our local community governments might be saying, you know what, here's where this should begin and end? Or is it just a private sector, you know, thing that we've got to have to accept if we use Ring?
So far, this hasn't popped up on any radars of any lawmakers or anything like that. A lot of city governments actually support Ring partnerships. I know that in Indiana, they actually helped pay for $18,000 in discounts. Amazon actually put up the other half of that. It gained 600 new subscribers within that year. Just based off of this one town, a lot of city governments think that this will help solve crime. There hasn't really been a big discussion on the privacy issue or racial bias issues or anything like that when it comes to security cameras like Ring.
I've been speaking with Alfred Ng, staff reporter with CNET News, about Amazon Ring. Alfred, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.